The IMF says the worst of the European debt crisis may be over, but tighter global liquidity and slow growth in China has dampened industrial activity in emerging countries in Asia and the Pacific. IMF's chief economist, Olivier Blanchard.
The good news is Europe seems to have started growth again. In emerging market economies, that's where the bad news is.
China's economy, which has been largely insulated from recent market volatility, will expand at a slower pace, 7.6% this year, slowing again to 7.3% in 2014. India, where inflation is approaching double digits, is projected to grow 3.8% this year, down 2% from earlier forecasts. And Australia, which does a lot of business with India, will likely expand 0.5% more slowly in 2013 at 2.5%. The bright spot is Japan, where heavy government stimulus appears to have lifted the country out of a deflationary cycle. But IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde says the ongoing political impasse in the world's largest economy is complicating prospects for future growth.
And obviously, we know, and you know by now, that failure to raise the debt ceiling would cause serious damage to the U.S. economy, but also to the global economy.
Unless Congress can reach agreement on a debt ceiling, the U.S. will run out of money to pay its obligations by October 17th. If that happens, economists say financial markets will crash, interest rates will soar, and the U.S. could slip back into recession. Economist Eric Bradford says many countries are worried.
They look at what's going on in Washington right now and they wonder, why is this happening? Why are they doing this? This is clearly not a good thing. Why can't they just work it out?
The good news is that Washington lawmakers appear to be moving closer to a compromise. Barring a calamitous U.S. default, the IMF says growth in emerging countries should strengthen, helped in part by increasing demand and growth in advanced economies. Millar Segas, VOA News, Washington.